Well, here we are at the first Sunday of the month, and therefore our colonial cousin Tennessee Bob joins us. Bobby, how are you?
Howdy, Tim. Good to see you.
And you too. And when we get to it, we're going to be in New York
New York. Hey, one of my favorites.
Yeah, so. Well, we're looking forward to that. Now, that's the point at which we'll find three strange laws that still exist.
There's a lot more than three, let me tell you. But we'll get there.
We'll get there. But first, what's been going on?
First in Nebraska, in the city of Omaha, somewhere in middle America. And this is our first dumb criminal war. We got two dumb criminals. And then just a nice story. But dumb criminal award. See, Jackie Ide, and she broke into the Henry Doorly Zoo and decided of all the animals there, she wanted to pet the tiger.
Okay.
And so after reaching into the cage, she received what was described by police as severe trauma to her hand, as the big cat did what came naturally and bit her. And she was hospitalized and charged with trespassing lots of alcohol.
I was going to say, I have to guess that drink was taken at some stage.
Lots of alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
And so then we'll go to the western part of America, to Tempe, Arizona, and a local man was arrested as he attempted to pick up his girlfriend from prison in a stolen truck. As he was going into the prison, the license plate reader on the site detected the truck, reported it as stolen, and notified officials in the facility, and he was promptly taken into custody.
So she came out and he went in.
She came out and he went in. So I thought that was...
Fair exchange is no robbery.
And the last one, West Point, New York, and this is the very prestigious military academy.
Yeah.
And I figure we'd end with our monthly state anyway. But it's banning pillow fights.
Yeah, I heard this.
Beginning in 2001, first-year students had organized large-scale pillow fights to relieve stress after arduous training, and this year it got a little out of hand. Body armor, pillowcases with hard objects, helmets, some of the factors, 30-plus injuries sustained, including broken noses, fractured cheeks, 24 concussions, and one student was found unconscious.
Good Lord. Wow.
The school has stated that they have never officially sanctioned the fights, but now they are taking the official stance of banning them. So you can't have them anymore. So.
It's a shame they can't just say you can have them, but don't put anything in the pillows.
You know, feathers and pillow fights, yeah. that works a lot better.
Now let's talk about New York's laws.
My goodness, the list is as long as my arm.
Well, it's one of the oldest states, isn't it?
It is one of the oldest states, and I encourage everybody, get out there and read the crazy laws, because this is only a snippet. We'll start with what's the story behind the law. One of those kind of in Green, New York. During a concert, it is illegal to eat peanuts and walk backwards on the pavement.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Why? Why? But statewide, slippers may not be worn after 10 p.m.
Well, you can't even begin to think why they would have made that a law.
No idea. There could be a crime of jumping off a building, and you can receive the death penalty. But my favorite, and I know I'm going, this is a bonus law. Citizens must not greet each other by putting one's thumb to the nose and wiggling the fingers.
No, it's a shame it's radio, because people won't know I'm doing it. Bobby, that's great. And there's only one piece of music we can play.
You got to go with Frank. I mean, chairman of the board, New York, New York. Hey, it just doesn't fit anything else.